This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. officials have said the Islamic State terror group's Afghan affiliate was behind Friday's attack in Russia that killed 137. But Kremlin officials, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, accused Ukraine of involvement. VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
Putin addressed the nation and, without evidence, said the attackers were moving towards Ukraine and that a passage was prepared for them on the Ukrainian side to cross the border. It is a claim refuted by U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, who spoke with ABC News as carried on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter.
No, there is no whatsoever any evidence. And in fact, what we know to be the case is that ISIS-K is actually, by all accounts, responsible for what happened.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russian forces invading his country could have stopped such a deadly attack if not preoccupied by war. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Russia hit western Ukraine with missiles early Sunday, according to Kyiv, in a major airstrike that saw one Russian cruise missile briefly fly into Polish airspace, according to Warsaw. Reuters, Trevor Coral.
Air raid sirens sounded in Kyiv after a wave of Russian missile strikes against Ukraine on Sunday. Residents made their way into subway stations to seek shelter. Kyiv said the airstrikes struck critical infrastructure in western Ukraine and that air defenses destroyed about a dozen missiles over the capital. One Russian cruise missile briefly flew into Polish airspace and stayed there for 39 seconds, according to Poland's defense minister. Russia has been pounding Ukraine for days in attacks portrayed by Moscow as revenge for Ukrainian attacks carried out during Russia's presidential election.
That is Reuters correspondent Trevor Coral. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Sunday that the only effective and efficient way to deliver heavy goods to meet Gaza's humanitarian needs is by road and includes an exponential increase in commerce deliveries.
Palestinians in Gaza desperately need what has been promised, a flood of aid. Not trickles, not drops. Some progress has been made, but much more needs to be done.
Speaking after meeting Egypt's president and foreign minister, Guterres also warned of the impact of the war in Gaza and what it was having around the globe. Guterres is visiting Egypt and Jordan as part of an annual Ramadan solidarity tour to Muslim countries and traveled on Saturday to Egypt's border with Gaza. Recall the backlog of aid destined for the Palestinian territory, a moral outrage. Officials in Nigeria say that 137 school children have been rescued more than 2 weeks after they were seized in the northwestern state of Kaduna and marched into the forest. School authorities had told that the state government had a total of 287 students kidnapped during the sometimes because of inadequate record keeping or because some hostages escaped shortly after their abduction. At least 1,400 students have been kidnapped from Nigerian schools since 2014, when Boko Haram militants kidnapped hundreds of schoolgirls. Recent abductions have been concentrated in the country's northwestern and central regions, where dozens of armed groups target villagers and travelers for ransom. Space weather forecasters in the U.S. have issued a global geomagnetic storm watch through Monday.
A plasma burst from a solar flare could interfere with radio transmissions across Earth. It may also make for great aurora viewing. The National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration's Space Weather Prediction Center says there's no reason for concern. Jonathan Lash, a forecaster at the State of Colorado-based center, says the storm could interrupt high-frequency radio transmissions, such as by aircraft trying to communicate with distant traffic controllers. Most commercial aircraft can use satellite transmissions as a backup. Every 11 years, the sun's magnetic field flips, meaning its north and south pole switch positions. Solar activity changes during that cycle, and it's now near its most active, called the solar maximum.
VOA's Joe Ramsey. I'm Tommy McNeil.